Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio, 845 on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you so much for being with us. You are the reason that we are here. Ed Mullins is the president of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association and doing a great job there. Ed, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. Thanks for your service, sir, and thanks for all the great things that your association and the NYPD, all that they do for the citizens of New York, my friend. We appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, give us a take, a breakdown of everything that's going on. I just, one thing after another, every single day, Ed Mullins, and I know you're fighting, you know, for your members. Give us the breakdown. What's going on in New York, and how do we end this mess, sir?
Well, you know, we spoke a little over a week ago about the violence that occurred in the city of New York, and you know, we heard all the elected officials give all the excuses. People were, you know, upset. COVID kept everybody in, and it's just aggression. A week later, we have more violence. Just last night, we have a one-year-old child that was killed in the streets of Brooklyn. This is not COVID. This is not just people who are upset and blowing off steam. This is power into criminals as a result of a failure in leadership of our elected officials. We have sent the message to the criminals of the city of New York that it's okay to roam the streets. And in the midst of it, we have, you know, tied the hands of the police from enforcing the law. They've passed major legislation that basically has put the police in a position where they are unable to apprehend suspects without jeopardizing themselves of being arrested. So, you know, Joe, as much as I advocate for my members, I also advocate for the people of the city of New York. And the people that reside here, visit here, work here, truly need to be concerned about what's occurring. A one-year-old child had nothing to do with anything in this world. You're talking about an innocent, innocent child that was struck by a stray bullet. Who's to say that that doesn't happen to a person that works in the city, to a person that's out shopping, you know, a resident of the city that may get hit by a stray bullet? The violence in the city that is escalating on a weekly basis is coming to the people of New York, and the only thing standing between them and gunfire is the members of the NYPD. You can dislike us all you want. You can follow the public rhetoric that goes on, but at the end of the day, the NYPD and law enforcement has a proven record of saving lives, and that's what they do. And if you don't want that to happen, then you are going to be next. It could be anybody walking the streets, as we have seen over the years, innocent people, their children come in to visit the city, go to a show, go to a game, and tragedy strikes. It's time for people to get involved. It's time for them to hold these useless elected officials, from the governor to the mayor to Corey Johnson and the you know, band of city council people, to stop playing games and start thinking about lives. That one-year-old child could possibly be alive today if it wasn't for these individuals weakening the laws and putting the police on stand down. So they need to take responsibility. Don't blame us. Blame them.
And, you know, it's only a sliver of the society that feels like they do, Ed. You know that, right? It's just a small, but boy, they're making a lot of noise. And then the problem is this. When you see the two police officers killed in the southern border down there in McAllen, Texas, when you see the problems, one of the NYPD officers placed in a headlock by a civilian, and the vicious cell phone of this loser thug that he does the narrative, that, if I was in charge, brother, I would find that creep that took that cell phone, take him down, and you're going to put a headlock on a police officer and a takedown of a police officer? Hey, are they going to go after this guy? Is this guy going to get off as well, Ed Mullins?
Well, apparently, supposedly, the Bronx DA is trying to build a case, right? I look at that more as a political feel-good. People need to realize, you look at that video of putting a police officer in a headlock. If a police officer had did that to that individual, very same DA would be looking to press charges against the cop. And if they will do that to a uniformed police officer who's making an arrest of an individual who's in handcuffs, What will they do to a young girl walking into a building, a store owner trying to make a living, a transient coming through the city to enjoy the benefits of the city? What will they do to them if they're willing to do it to a uniformed New York City police officer?
Look what they did to Kevin Sheehan outside of City Hall. They attacked him. He, one of the good guys in the press in New York City. They attacked him. Is anything going to happen to the person that attacked Kevin Sheehan? They're letting crime run rampant.
Let me tell you right now, so that the facts are clear, there will be no arrest at City Hall Park, regardless of what happens. And that is coming from the mayor. I know it is. It's coming down through channels. That's the word in the street. And Kevin Sheehan is being told it's harassment. He was hit with a weapon. There should have been an arrest on that. There should have been an arrest.
Absolutely.
He didn't get a fair play.
So the mandate from the mayor's office, no arrests outside of
City Hall Park. Take a look at the activity of what's occurred down there and the violence that's occurred, the damage to the buildings. I posted a video just a week ago of an individual graffitiing. We have his video, his photo, everything, no arrests. So when you look at what's happened, we have 300 cops every day standing by, watching these vagrants live on the lawns of City Hall, and the mayor looks outside the window, and it's okay. It's okay. He's enforcing social distancing, but he's not enforcing social distancing right outside his door. There are people trying to, you know, live in the city, survive in the city, pay their bills, and they are being penalized. It doesn't make any sense. We're living in an upside-down world, and it needs to be fixed.
And Governor Cuomo, I call for Governor Cuomo to remove Bill de Blasio. You know me, I'm just an objective guy. I like to hear from both sides on everybody. We're very objective and pragmatic on this show. And I know how hard the NYPD works to make that. At one point, a short time ago, the safest big city in America. Do you think that Governor Cuomo should remove Mayor de Blasio from office, Ed Nance?
I do. I think the governor should remove him. But who's that leave us? Jermoni Williams? It's not going to be any better. So we have to look at what's taking place here. Need be, then the governor should start calling the shots in the city of New York. But there's got to be accountability.
Is Ed listen, we always try to have your back on this radio show. And let me tell you something right now, my friend, as president of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association, the public has your back. We love you. We appreciate you. Your resolve is so to be admired. We will get through this. And we just feel bad what you have to go through, because you every single day, every one of your members puts his or her life on the line. And you know what? We appreciate that. God bless you and Godspeed, Ed Mullins.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
God bless. Ed Mullins right there. Inexcusable. 853 with Joe on the radio. 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhaime's on the roads right here on AM 970. The Answer.